If you haven't met us before, I'd love to tell you who these wonderfully wonderful musicians are. They do that voodoo that they do so well. Man on the bass. Obviously a man that needs no introduction, but we will. Comes to you, maybe you've heard of his hometown. He comes to you all the way from Cleveland. Tennessee. That's right. The real Cleveland. And but such a wonderful harmony singer and obviously mucho fine on that fine purple bass tonight. Brought the big purple out just for y'all. From Cleveland, Tennessee, that's Todd Parks. Our drummer is having a big old night because he's back in his home state. You're back there, right? Okay, yes. Originally from Albuquerque. And I'm now in our 24th year of playing together, and I am the fortunate one. That's for damn sure. This is Chris Brown on the drums. Our banjo picker, as you can tell, he walked on the stage warmed up and ready to go, as he always does. Originally from Bainbridge Island, Washington. And he's a composer of tunes. We'll be playing one of his later, and as well as makes his own solo records and a fine harmony singer. But boy, can he play that five. That's Mr. Wes Corbett. A guitarist, originally from Ashfield, Massachusetts. You didn't tell me your dad was coming. That's Uncle Gabby. Rawr, rawr.
The one person reading.
Anyhow, this fella, he's so talented. In the world of the bluegrass music world, we have this great organization, the International Bluegrass Music Association, and they have really done a lot for the world of bluegrass in the last 35 years. And this fella swings a heavy bat in that organization. He's been a mentor of youth. There's a lot of good young pickers out there and singers. He's a singing coach as well. Record producer, he won Recording Engineer of the Year at IBMA one year. Very good mandolin player, so you're not going to hear that. But his guitar does the talking for him, and he's a wonderful singer. Any voice, any part, you got it. You got it. He can do it. Need some good mojo in your life? Mojo here. That's Stephen Mojan. A new album for me come out about a year and a half ago, maybe a little more, and it's called Radio John, the Songs of John Hartford. And so a lot of these tunes on there I actually got to record with John back in the 70s and 80s, and here's one of those tunes. I think this is one of John's really maybe his prettiest one he ever wrote, so we want to do this one for you.